City Council Member. The City Council is the legislative or lawmaking branch of New York City's government. The City Council is responsible for passing local laws, making decisions about land use, investigating and overseeing city agencies, and approving the city's budget. Each council member represents one of the 51 New York City Council districts. Council members receive an annual base salary of $112,500. Council leaders and chairs of committees receive additional pay. Council members may hold other jobs in addition to their council seats. City Council District 7, Democratic Primary. Alicia Barksdale, Joyce Johnson, Manuel O. Lentigua, Mark D. Levine, Mark T. Otto, Zaid Ramadan, David Zasser Burgos, Louis Tejada, Ruben Dario Vargas.
Alicia Barksdale.
Party enrolled in?
Democratic.
Current occupation?
College admissions officer.
Previous occupations?
Supervisor, manager, court clerk, legal administrator, staffing officer, customer service rep, teacher's aide, and community liaison.
Education?
Boricua College, A.S. 2011, B.A. 2013.
Organizational affiliations?
Mid-Manhattan NAACP, West Harlem Empowerment Coalition, WHE-C, CB9 Public Volunteer, North River Committee Environmental Review Board, NRC-ERB, New York Public Library, New York Girl Scouts, Friends at Riverbank, State Park Committee.
Prior public experience?
President of 3333-TA. Assist and organize 3 housing rallies, my community's first play street, summer events, Harlem Week, assisted and organized senior forums, youth college fairs and forums, health fairs.
What is the most important issue in Council District 7 you would address if elected?
If elected, I would continue to target middle and low-income groups to keep making it affordable to live in the city. Mandate a 60-40 law for any private developer to provide for low- and middle-income families, seniors, and singles in the city housing that is affordable for them, not information gleaned from the census income of the community.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Women and children's health issues, youth and young adults' education and vocational training, access to free or affordable programs to camps and employment training, assisting parents and children in exploring, discovering alternative healthy group activities such as PAL, church programs, and after-school programs.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
My concerns are my community, my first-hand experience and understanding of what my community is facing economically, psychologically, and physically. I know firsthand the struggles women are having with health issues, equal salaries, single parenthood, finding and maintaining employment. Currently living and having lived in this community for over 40 years, I feel its pulse and readiness to move forward.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
Joyce Johnson.
Party enrolled in?
Democratic.
Current occupation?
Management and organizational consultant.
Previous occupations?
Director of Equal Employment Opportunity, Joseph E. Seagram & Sons, Inc. President and CEO of Black Equity Alliance.
Education?
Howard University, B.S. Microbiology.
Organizational affiliations?
New York Women's Agenda, Delta Sigma Theta Sorority. Former Chair of Community Planning Board 7, Manhattan. Former Democratic District Leader, 69th AD, Mitchell Lama Residence Coalition.
Prior public experience?
Director of Business and Community Operations, New York City School Chancellor. Director of Community Relations, New York City Comptroller.
What is the most important issue in Council District 7 you would address if elected?
As a longtime resident of the Upper West Side, I have seen how our city has become increasingly unaffordable for seniors, young families, and everyone in between. I favor inclusionary zoning to require that new developments provide real, affordable housing for low and middle-income families and will fight to preserve and maintain public housing. We must also ensure that new developments are environmentally sustainable.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Working families rely on strong public schools. I will oppose cuts to education that will lead to larger class sizes, fewer teachers, and fewer extracurricular programs. Our children need investment, not just instruction that helps them answer standardized tests. Public transportation, maintaining a fair city tax structure, and access to capital and credit for small businesses are other important issues. Gender equality in the workplace and civil rights have been and will always be a heartfelt commitment.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
Throughout my career in the public and private sector, and through my involvement with local community groups, I have a track record of bringing people together to solve problems. My attachment and experiences in the community are genuine, not political. City Hall needs a strong and authentic neighborhood voice, insisting on common sense priorities for struggling families, seniors, and our most vulnerable.
Participating in the campaign finance program. Manuel O. Lantigua.
Party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Retired.
Previous occupation.
Bodega attendant, cab driver, police officer, sergeant.
Education.
CUNY, Liberal Arts, Electrical Engineering, Police Academy, Police Science, Law, Social Science, Community Policing, Gang Prevention, Domestic Violence Awareness.
Organizational affiliations.
Sergeants Benevolent Association, Fraternal Order of the Police, New York Dominican Officers Organization, NYDO Foundation, NY Table Tennis Association, Impact Lions Club.
Prior public experience.
2 years as a Head Start teacher, 23 years in the NYPD, the last 13 as a sergeant.
What is the most important issue in Council District 7 you would address if elected?
A vocational school must be a top priority. Thousands of our kids are not getting the education they need to be able to be successful in college, and many are not interested in pursuing a college career and wind up on a corner selling drugs, getting arrested, or killed.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
We need to work to have a real affordable housing constructions in the district, save small businesses in order to create jobs, take a hard look at the projected deficit in senior citizens' centers' beds, bring the bicycle share program to the district, as well as sources of alternate energy technology.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
Having no attachments to any special interests and our proven honesty should count for something. What New Yorkers need is elected officials committed to solve their problems, and that's exactly what I did for 23 years in the NYPD and continue to do on a daily basis. A lifetime commitment to serve can't be substituted for anything.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
Mark D. Levine.
Party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Consultant to education and economic development nonprofits.
Previous occupation.
Bilingual math and science teacher at JHS 149 in the South Bronx.
Education.
Earned a BA in physics from Haverford College and a master's in public policy from Harvard University.
Organizational affiliations.
Founder of Neighborhood Trust and Upper Manhattan Community Development Credit Union, executive director of Teach for America New York, and executive director of the Center for After School Excellence.
Prior public experience.
Democratic district leader since 2007, founder of Barack Obama Democratic Club of Upper Manhattan, former chair of Transportation Committee of Community Board 12, former board member of Fresh Youth Initiatives.
What is the most important issue in Council District 7 you would address if elected?
Affordable housing is in desperately short supply in the 7th District. To protect tenants, I will fight for stronger rent laws, better enforcement against abusive landlords, and more legal assistance for tenants in housing court. We need to build more new affordable housing as well, especially through inclusionary zoning.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
As a former public school teacher and current public school parent, I will fight to improve local schools. I support universal pre-K, robust professional development for teachers, expanded after-school opportunities, and reduced emphasis on high-stakes standardized tests.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I have been working on behalf of our community for 2 decades. I founded Upper Manhattan's first and only community development credit union, Neighborhood Trust, which has made $15 million in small loans to low-income families, helping them buy home computers, pay for education, and start small businesses. As a district leader and founder of a local Democratic club, I have fought for marriage equality, women's reproductive rights, more funding for mass transit, safer streets for bicyclists, banning hydrofracking, increased services for seniors, and more.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
Mark T. Otto, party enrolled in, Democratic, current occupation, assistant principal, Facing History High School in Manhattan, previous occupation, special education teacher, education, MA in education leadership at NYU, MA in special education at SUNY New Paltz, BA in elementary education, SUNY New Paltz. Organizational affiliations: Harlem Pride, Facing History and Ourselves. Prior public experience: I have never held prior public office. What is the most important issue in Council District 7 you would address if elected? Our education system is the foundation of our city and the greatest issue facing us, the future of our children. We need to invest more in NYC schools to give our children the best chance to succeed. We need to do more than just increase funding for schools. We need to reduce class sizes, provide social services and community resources within schools for students, and provide development for our teachers. As an educator, I will use my experience to improve education and our city. What other important issues would you address if elected? New York must create more affordable housing by improving older housing and incentivizing new construction. We must modernize the city's outdated infrastructure to make our utilities and public transit systems truly work for us. We must create jobs by supporting small businesses and ending the burdens they face. We must protect the most vulnerable among us by providing resources for LGBT youth. What makes you the best candidate for this office? I want to take my experience as an educator to ensure a better future for our communities. We cannot fix NYC public schools by relying on career politicians. We cannot fix our city's problems by relying on the same old politics and the same old ideas. As a resident of West Harlem, I see every day how difficulties within the community translate to problems in the classroom. I see every day how all the issues we face interact and feed into each other. We need to foster stronger neighborhoods to help grow stronger students, and together we can make this city a city for all New Yorkers. Participating in the campaign finance program. Zeed Ramadan, party enrolled in, Democratic, current occupation, owner of X Cafe. Previous occupations: financial director at Wheel, Gottschall & Monge LLP. Education: Bachelor of Arts in Political Science, Stony Brook University. Organizational affiliations: founding chair of Malcolm X and Dr. Betty Shabazz Memorial and Education Center. Board member of West Harlem Development Corporation. Former chair of the Northern Manhattan Arts Alliance. Board of directors of the Upper Manhattan Empowerment Zone. Vice co-chair of the Washington Heights and Inwood Chamber of Commerce. Former chair of the New York chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations. Prior public experience: former chair of Community Board 12, Manhattan, twice elected. Member of Community Board 12, Manhattan.
What is the most important issue in Council District 7 you would address if elected? Economic development that benefits the community is vital for the 7th City Council District. We deserve decent wages, job training, and the ability to provide our families with a standard of living. We must promote cultural and ethnic diversity in our businesses. Economic opportunity will help sustain strong communities and stronger families. What other important issues would you address if elected? Access to good quality education is an absolute priority. We must also ensure income-targeted housing for our residents. Our families have to be knowledgeable about their rights to affordable housing and be protected. What makes you the best candidate for this office? I possess a proven record that sets me apart from any other candidate seeking to represent the 7th City Council District. I successfully advocated for millions of dollars in resources to directly empower small businesses, support the work of artists and arts organizations, and fund vital programming for our senior and youth centers. I have lived in and served my Northern Manhattan community for over 40 years. I grew up in Washington Heights and at the age of 16 attended the City College of New York. As a council member, I hope to continue to serve the diverse and unique community that is the 7th City Council District. Participating in the Campaign Finance Program. David Sasser Burgos. Party enrolled in. Democratic. Current occupation. David is a project manager focusing on sustainability and energy efficiency. For the last 6 years, David has been on the board of Visionary Media, an organization dedicated to providing opportunities in the media and arts to people who are blind and visually impaired. He has also taught English as a second language. Previous occupations. David began his career as a design engineer and has founded and managed several startup engineering and media companies. Education. MBA from Columbia University Business School and a mechanical engineering degree from Georgia Institute of Technology. Organizational affiliations. Visionarymedia.org. Prior public experience. None. What is the most important issue in Council District 7 you would address if elected? Affordable housing. The City Council must ensure that middle and low-income residents can afford to live and thrive in the community. David will use his professional experience and community connections to ensure that this happens. What other important issues would you address if elected? Education, noise and environmental pollution, energy/sustainability, disabilities, social justice. What makes you the best candidate for this office? David is the only candidate who represents the people and is fully qualified to address the issues facing our district. He was raised in Puerto Rico, but has lived in the neighborhood for over 20 years. His mother was born and raised on West 106th Street. His experience in energy efficiency, plus his not-for-profit and teaching experience, gives him an insight into the issues facing our community that will allow him to find true, lasting solutions. Participating in the Campaign Finance Program. Luis Tejada. Party enrolled in. Democratic. Current occupation. Running for City Council for District 7. Previous occupations. Executive Director of Mirabal Sisters Cultural and Community Center, MSCCC. Mathematics Professor at Boracua College. Math Teacher at Norman Thomas High School and George Washington High School. New York City Cab Driver and Building Superintendent. Education. Electrical Engineer, Technologist on Electronic Engineering, Master Degree in Math, Postgraduate Courses in Spanish Linguistic, Poet, Writer, and Acrylic Painter on Canvas and Paper. Organizational Affiliations. Founder of Nonprofit Organization Maribel Sisters Cultural and Community Center. Prior public experience. Founder of grassroots organization Maribel Sisters Cultural and Community Center, MSCCC. MSCCC is an organization which educates, mobilizes, and organizes tenants to fight for basic housing rights and living conditions, as well as fights for quality education for our community's youth. MSCCC is not only the fighting champion for immigrant tenants' rights, it's a place which preserves and promotes the community's culture. What is the most important issue in Council District 7 you would address if elected? To fight relentlessly until the Salvation Small Business and Job Act is passed and to preserve affordable housing in the community and ensure that people can live in a clean and safe environment. What other issues would you address if elected? Providing quality education for our children. What makes you the best candidate for this office? I am an immigrant. I know the community's needs and wants. I am one of them. I truly represent the community, and I have a proven track advocating for tenants, immigrant, and the youth of the community. Participating in the campaign finance program. Ruben Dario Vargas, party enrolled in, Democratic. Current occupation, U.S. Air Force retired, USAFR, an NYPD evidence and property specialist. Previous occupations, center manager at the NYC Department of Parks and Recreation. Education. I graduated from the City College of New York in June 1994 with a BA in Political Science and from the Cornell University Management and Labor Relations Program in June 1999. Organizational affiliations. United Democratic Organization. Prior public experience. NYC Council candidate, September 2001, 2005, and 2009. U.S. Congress candidate, New York's 15th District, September 2000, 2004, and 2010. What is the most important issue in Council District 7 you would address if elected? Providing the best possible public education and increase parent involvement in schools. Also, I will fight bullying by advocating for anti-bullying classes. What other important issues would you address if elected? Public safety, affordable housing, and jobs are in my top priorities. I will fight for safer public transportation, including installing elevators and train stations. In regards to stop and frisk, imagine if bad guys would be able to transport dangerous or illegal items or evidence of a crime committed at will, knowing that they would not be stopped by the NYPD. This would be reality without stop and frisk. Thus, by existing, this tool prevents crimes, which are not reflected in any crime prevention statistics. That is why stop and frisk must remain in place. What makes you the best candidate for this office? I am a person of principles and family values. I have been happily married for 23 years to my wife, Monica, who works for the NYC Department of Education. We have three children who were born and raised in Upper Manhattan. Our two daughters attend college in New York City, and our son attends the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, New York. I am proud to have served in the U.S. military and believe I am the only candidate to have done so. Participating in the campaign finance program.